So grateful for this congregation that in times that are good and times that are bad and times that are just horribly sad, we come together, we come to the meeting house to be together.
I can't help but think of the Lord. Not to, like, trying to think of, not think of a white elephant. And after the questions of how and why he died, you know, there's no point to them in my mind. But I wish in most of us could. All of us wish, was it she would be here with us in person. She's here in other ways. She and Craig and Carol helped to plan this service. That's some consolation. And this is the time so that I can be with all of you around Lori. Unfortunately, we have a conflicting commitment interring the ashes of my aunt, who died after she turned 100. It's the same weekend. So this is our grieving together. This is coming together.
Ted Jones brought me to this church, and I have found that it is one family. And the phrase comes to mind, all for one and one for all. And I say that's where we are right now, all for one.
Not only am I mourning a Lori, but yesterday my best friend at New Horizons passed away. And tears aren't coming out of my eyes, but they're just underneath the surface. And it's wonderful to have a place to come and to be with like-minded people. Thank you.
Mind as much as anyone. Lori was the embodiment of the spirit of life in this church, as attested by all the people here now. And I don't know if I can hold it together. But this should be her song. Spirit of life, come unto me. Sing in my heart all the stirrings of compassion. Move in the wind, rise in the sea. Move in my hand, giving life the same of justice. Roots on me close, wings set me free. Spirit of life, come to me, come to me. Wings set her free.
Been thinking of Lori and Craig and Rebecca and Paul and Oliver and Luca for over a week now, almost constantly. And I think of Lori. She does make me smile. And one of the things that just keeps coming back to me is that whenever she sang, she would just let it all out, and her head would be like this. She would be singing up like this, like she was like a baying to the wolves and giving everything inside her, and that's how she approached everything. And I'm gonna miss that. I can still see.
Lori, who I have known since probably 1970, was an incredible goad to me to express myself, to use my music. She was my music partner here in a lot of ways, to find new kinds of music, to do new things with it. And she was just an inspiration always in so many ways. And I would like to feel that she will continue to be, her memory, an inspiration as I go forward in the process of even too.
Questions gets asked, why? Why now? Why this person? Why? It's asked all the time, why death? Why do we live this life to die? Yet, our lives are the story. The essence of all of us, Lori, Felix Bossard, Peg Whittemore, all the people that have been a part of this community, is our essence. Why life? We connect with each other and we're changed and reformed and engaged and loved. And Lori brought so much joy and challenge and strength and wisdom. And every single one of us does the same. We're changed by the people we love, the people who annoy us, the people who challenge us and engage us. And that's the way it's supposed to be. And it breaks your heart, and it brings you to places of great joy. And for me, I couldn't be happier to have anyone in my life as I was for Lori. She challenged me. She made me think outside of my nice little box. You know, when she came to Worship Associates and said, I want to do a Quaker meeting, I was like, okay. And I never doubted for a second that it would have great and deeper meaning. And poignantly, her life has given this to us today. And how important life is, and how it can be snatched away in a second. And for that, I am truly grateful.
Many people have come up to me in person or on email to express their appreciation for the blog post that I wrote about Lori. I want to say that I simply channeled those words from the universe. I was trying to work, and I couldn't, because those words kept falling into me and churning around and pushing to get out. And finally I said, all right, enough, and I put the work aside and wrote the blog post. It makes me feel warm to know that it may, my words, the universe's words, might in some way have helped people to process this loss. And I am very grateful to the universe for allowing me to perform that service. It also has had another effect. This morning I received an email from Lydia Andrews, who was a member of this congregation a long time ago. And thus, I was able to reconnect with an old friend through that post. So again, I am grateful to the universe for allowing me to perform that service.
Of us that were here back in the late 60s and early 70s, she did that for all of our children as well. A major way in what she did that were the plays that she did back in those days, which all of our kids were involved with. All of the kids we do still do. Remember them? She's been a wonderful friend, as has Craig. And it's just unbelievably sad. We came up to Massachusetts early in May because our granddaughter had taken 7 grandmothers and subsequent recently died. This is Amy's daughter, who at age 20 passed away. We were actually at the cemetery for her funeral at the time of Lori's accident. So it has been pretty incredible month.
Since the learning of Laura's passing with great sadness and joy with who she was, I've spent quite a long time trying to compose a letter appropriate to that to Craig, and have torn up letter after letter because I could not find the words to encompass the enormous blueberry and splendid personality she had with so many attributes. And found it quite astounding that along with all those attributes, she had leadership quality and she had energy to make projects come to life, and had 30 sub-teenage children really up there in front of the sanctuary putting on a great show, which she'd written, and that was just one illustration of her huge talent. I'd like to focus briefly on just one quality, and that is her inclusiveness and how she and Craig reached out to Helga and me when we first attended church here in the early 70s, and then welcomed us back when we returned in the late 80s. And my last memorable contact with her was Elkhart inviting me to participate in the summer services and to do acts with the servants. And she gave me the title she wanted me to talk about. And it is a challenge. I've been thinking about that a lot too. The title of my talk was to be, is to be, Why I Am a Christian Unitarian. And the food for a huge amount of thought. And this church, with its broad inclusiveness, supported and activated by Hillary and Craig, permits even the Christian point of view, the attitude toward the basic values to be cherished as well as others. And I looked at the sign-up list every summer and thought whether you're a college-educated woman and you were a history teacher, surely you know enough to stand up there for 45 minutes and do something in the summer. But I never could get the energy until finally Laura confronted me and guilt over the sweat. And she said yes. But now I'm desolate because she was going to be my chief consultant along with the minister of how to proceed with this. And I remember her so fondly, and this is just an instance of how she got one individual to, you know, pick up an oar and do your thing to help the community, this wonderful community. So much, to a huge extent, being what it is because of the Lord Craig and the spirits that energize us.
Come to know Alori in the past few years when she joined the meditation group. And I'm thinking of the times that some of us complained about our aging bodies in this group, and with humor always. And today I have a real sense of Alori's presence here at all ages, as a beautiful little girl and as a gorgeous young woman, and all through her ages. And I have a sense of her being like Tinkerbell and Peter Pan, just touching everybody here and appreciating us and our remembrances of her.
Keep hearing Lori's voice in my head saying,
"You're all sitting around looking so glum for
me. I'm still there. Can't you see me? Can't you feel me?"
Find myself answering, "Sorry, Lori, we're still learning."
Thank you.
power and the tenderness of this circle.
Grief is a process. Love is eternal and enduring and forever lasting. Birth and death are such stark goalposts in this circle of love, but they give such an opportunity for reflection and for expressions of that love. And that we can't reach our arms out and sink our hands tangibly into that love. You can feel the love cocooning this room in each of us individually. And this group, this church, has such a deep taproot into the fountainhead of love. And for that, I'm profoundly grateful.
He was so beloved that people called him the honorary mayor of Charlestown High. And probably think of Lori as the honorary mayor of this parish.
Doing what you was on the job.
Oh, yeah.
We bridge to create organ, create organizations and women. She was a teacher at First National, and she created with friends, she created a nursing school when she was three. And then she decided to make plays to help kids with. Keep the church going through the winter. After 10 days, she stopped writing plays until she had grandchildren coming. And then she had to take up the pen again and make more plays. And with 200 or so Facebook and things, they've gotten so far that a constant thing is Lori has been my teacher. Lori has encouraged me to become a writer. Lori is a good musician. That is what she did. I feel very much good. As she died, as she wanted to do the roots on teaching everywhere and all the time.
From Oregon in the middle of last week, having spent 10 days with my son and his wife and their 14-year-olds, and they had a birthday party this pretty well, born on May 20th. And and so I was home in time to get the bad news. And now I know that the word has spread far and wide. One daughter of a neighbor said she everybody in the locker room, a lot of fellows talking about her. And my daughter Mallory would be here, except that she is at a college reunion, and she's sitting with Kenny Flores.
The plays were wonderful. My kids were in it, and my grandchildren as well. And Lori was so amazing and prolific. She would just, before the play, she would get us warmed up. And her energy just filled every one of us. And I will miss her so much. But I feel so fortunate to have spent time with Oliver and Luca. And just through them, I feel so connected to her. It's a beautiful family, and she is a beautiful spirit.
Well, Lori and I first met when we were young, very young mothers in the late 60s here. And I was the chair of the RE committee over the time that we started the plays, and actually Marianne Moore and Lori and I came up with Fairy Beach. But it certainly with the plays, she was it. And with Fairy Beach, I think Marianne Moore and I sort of ran after her as she organized the whole thing, because she was it with that too. And I think it's very hard to explain in words the level of love and energy and enthusiasm that the parents and the children and the whole congregation had in the plays that Lori wrote, directed, and performed. And one of the things, I mean, I think when I called my, we have three daughters, and when I called, two of them are far away, everyone, each of them felt so sad. I mean, she just lives in their presence, even though it's been decades and they're across the country. So one of the songs, and I don't remember all of the words, but one of the songs that we sang in one play, which everyone in the congregation joined in, is the Beatles song, Let It Be. And I remember her face when we sang that. It was just, it was beatific. It brings tears to my eyes just thinking of it. I so appreciate Tori and my daughter. I mean, Lori and my daughter. Tori's granddaughter. I'm Mrs. Malabron.
Another one of the songs from the play that later on Lori brought back was at the calling of one of our ministers. I'm not sure whether it's Katie Lee or not. The song we'll end this service with that will help me to remember, because it's a powerful reminder and gives us strength. Carol King's We Are All of Us Together.
Some of the songs too. I was fortunate enough to play for a couple of plays. And thinking of Lori, first song that came to mind was Revolution.
So Lisa LaCava was about 1 minute behind the crash on Route 20 on that Friday, coming home from work. And you know, saw things. And she called me immediately and said, where are you? And for some reason, we just knew that we knew who this was. And then we found out it was a Lori. And then when I found out it was a Lori, I went to my computer, because you all apparently know this about her. I found a stream of Lori emails from almost exactly a year ago, and then a year before that, which were very lively and relentless, recruiting me to give a talk about Eleanor Roosevelt here or there at her Lifelong Learning Institute. And on this, I relented three times, and I did that. But this needed to be done now because, you know, they're going to Maine, to the family compound. And so we confirmed that. And I remember when she introduced me on this one occasion at her institute in, it was in Weston then, and Craig, you were there in the front row. She gave me this most beautiful introduction, and it was about Eleanor Roosevelt. She said, more than anyone I know, Susan walks in Eleanor Roosevelt's footsteps. And I'd like to say back at you, Lori, because you all talked about her leadership, and I think it was a spiritual leadership and a citizen leadership that had all good intentions around her teaching and her learning and her support. So she walked in Eleanor Roosevelt's footsteps.
I was also in that line of cars. 5 minutes behind. And waited and waited and waited to get up close to that intersection. The police turned us around down the back way. When I found out later who it was, I just wish I had been able to be there and comfort her.
I am having trouble accepting divergent emotions that I'm having that run the gamut of rage and anger, confusion, deep tenderness, similarly regret that I had I known I would have walked down that road. Empathy that actually feels like physical pain, hope, and also maybe a little hopelessness. And it's all sort of surging in waves. So I'm waiting to just be okay with the fact that that's part of being human.
It was 2 years ago that I officially left this congregation to go to the Wayland one with the other generations of our family. But my heart never left this congregation. And it feels so good to feel the love and the solidarity here. I had the privilege of helping Lori, that doesn't sound right, following Lori as she resurrected the place after 15 years hiatus. And she found that the context was entirely different. People were going away on weekends and were not able to commit as fully as they had in the earlier era when she had done it. And she managed to do it anyway. And we were all delighted.
I will always hold Lori
an image of her as kind, soul, force. And Craig, I've gotten to know you much better this year through the trustees. I just wanted to acknowledge that you're here and how much I appreciate that. And as you have talked about Ellori over the past year, I can literally see how she has touched you. And that's really cool.
I just wanted to speak again because I don't know if I really got my point across or that I expressed what I wanted to, but just that whenever Ellori did anything, she did it with her whole heart and soul. And so my remembrance of her singing, she just put her head back and she just let it rip. And that's the way she approached life.
Ellori was reading six books at GI. She is working on a new course for lifelong learning. The course is what we call Black Lives Matter
Spirit of life and love. Spirit of life and love. What were you thinking? This is something we can never know. We stand and we hope and we pray for this person, Ellori Parker Hill, who we love, who is a personification of life itself. We ask you to hold her family in your arms as they grieve and laugh and cry and become angry. And we will do that too. They are ours. We are all ours. And we pray every time one of us travels or walks downstairs or trips over a rug or suffers with some
debilitating illness. We are not alone. We are in this together. We will grieve and cry and laugh and work together. We need your help, universe, to walk with us on this journey, to lift us up when we are down. Teach us to be open, even though it hurts. Because we need one. We go to prepare for death. We need one another. I don't like thanking you for your challenges, but I do. For it galvanizes our souls and brings us to our feet and asks this universe to be our oneness, to give our oneness, to share our oneness with each other. And we thank you for that. As hard as it may be. Would everyone stand, please? Come give us a hug, shall we? Come on, everybody.
Out because it's too high for me.
I've heard that. Finally,
Sacrament of the morning's coffee.